Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
The Weeknd, Cry For Me, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Nice to have you with us. Yesterday, I was thinking about you yesterday, Alyssa, because yesterday at this time, you were telling me about your day. Yesterday was her husband Bryce's 30th birthday, and she had stayed up until midnight the previous night to be the first to wish him a happy birthday, which is not very conducive to the hours that we work, to
no,
stay up until midnight.
That's just a thing that we do. Every birthday, we want to be the first to tell each other happy birthday.
And then you woke up early for the show, and you decorated the house a little bit for Bryce for his birthday. And then you came in and you mentioned, all right, after the show today, we've got a big day planned. We're going to go to the Rock Hall, and then... I think last night you said you were going to go to that...
Birdie Town.
Yeah, the mini golf place in Lakewood.
So, yeah.
I was thinking about it. So that is just... I mean, those are things that you do over a span of a week, not a day.
Yeah, and I may have overextended a little bit. Not just myself, but our guests. I was trying to do a marathon. I was trying to do a race instead of a marathon. I don't quite know what the analogy is. Moral of the story, I got home yesterday and everybody was asleep.
They were asleep when you got home?
Yeah. They're all West Coasters because they're all from California.
Okay.
So they're still on California time. So when I got home yesterday, it was like 9:30 a.m. for them. So they were all asleep and tried to wake Bryce up. He wasn't budging. So then I was like, well, twist my arm. I guess I'll lay down.
And then you slept.
And then I slept for a little bit. So we skipped out on the Rock Hall. But we did do Birdie Town, which was really, really fun. Bryce won, as he should. We played all 18 holes.
Okay.
And yeah, it was a good time. He made his brother rage quit before the last hole, so I'd say it was a success.
So it's like a competitive thing between the two brothers playing golf.
Apparently.
And it almost got out of control.
Yeah, so my sister-in-law, his brother's wife... She has been in the family now for like 20 years. They started dating in like high school. And right when they started getting competitive, because I didn't know. We've never really like played a sport with them. And she was like, oh, they're both pretty competitive. And I was like, really? He's not that competitive with me. And she was like, oh, together. Yeah, they are. And yep, by the end, his brother rage quit. And we were like, there's only one hole left. He's like, I don't care. I'm done.
It could be worse. I mean, rage. It could be rage. I'm going to throw my putter at you.
Oh, yeah. We didn't have any of that.
You know, nobody took a putter to the face.
No. No, but I actually thought of you yesterday because as we're playing putt-putt, Bryce was like, I want to take golf lessons. And I was like, I'll have to ask Bill about it. He had his son, Will, doing golf lessons.
Yeah. My 14-year-old son is interested in golf. And so we're slowly... getting into that lifestyle. It's just, it's difficult because he's busy with school and his other sports. So, you know, doing this.
Yeah. Where do they find the time?
Yeah. Doing golf on the side. It's not like it's a 20-minute thing. You know, you got to carve out a lot of time to go hit golf balls at a range or even just to go on a golf course. I mean, that's to play nine holes is, you know, that's 2 hours minimum, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Will took a lesson at Topgolf.
Okay.
Like, maybe start there?
Yeah, that'd be a good place to start.
They have instructors there, and they have golf clubs that you can use.
Perfect. So, yeah, we still got to do the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the next time that they come to town, because they were really excited to see it. So that's on the list. Also, I tried to take them to get pierogies on Sunday. No joke, we go in. The only thing I want is pierogies. And I go to say, hey, can we get a plate of pierogies as an appetizer? We just ran out of pierogies. I was like, are you serious?
How does that happen?
So they didn't get to try pierogies. I tried to take them to Mally's in Lakewood to the ice cream parlor to show them like the Alice in Wonderland mural.
Yeah.
That's closed. So that was a bummer. So we still have things to do when they come back next time.
How long are your guests in town? Are they leaving today?
Oh, yeah. They leave. They're leaving this afternoon.
Okay.
But then we have more coming. Not this weekend, but the weekend after.
All right.
So we're busy bees.
So Alyssa just being a tour guide, a cruise ship director.
Pretty much. A camp counselor for the city of Cleveland, essentially.
All right. It's Q104. Good morning. Let's go to Fairview Park this morning. We're going to get a good vibe this morning, hopefully from Caitlin. Caitlin, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Please share your good vibe with us.
Okay. This weekend, I went to this vintage store, and I was just browsing around, and it's super small, but I found this beautiful painting of a sunrise going over the ocean, and I hung it above my bed, and it is the most beautiful thing. And so every day when I walk into my room and I see this beautiful sunrise going out over the ocean, there's just something about it that, like, it feels like freedom. And I recently got out of a really bad relationship, and there's something about this piece of art that has just really, really lifted my spirits.
Oh, my goodness.
It was just, like, meant for you to find. It was waiting for you.
It really was, and it matches perfectly, like, all of the colors, and, like, I just really, I love it so much.
I love it when that happens. Bill, I don't know if this is a phenomenon that you encounter very often, but being at the thrift and spotting something, like just a treasure out in the wild, that it's like, how did I come across this miraculous find? It's the best.
Yeah, like this was meant to be mine.
Not only do I not know what it's like to find that hidden treasure at a thrift store, I am also not an appreciator. Is that the word I'm looking for? I am not someone who appreciates art that much.
So, oh, so you're just completely uncultured. Got it.
Yeah, pretty much. You know what? The first question that popped into my mind, because I am happy, Caitlin, that you found this painting and it gave you inspiration and it should get you through the winter watching this sunrise or sunset. Sunrise?
Sunrise.
Sunrise over the ocean. How much did that cost you? We're combining our segments this morning.
You know, it was less than you thought.
Oh, you're not going to say?
I mean, this isn't as fun when it's going to be like $2.98 at the Goodwill.
No, it was more than that. I mean, it was a proper vintage store. So, you know, it ran me about $150, but it was half off.
Oh, oh my God. Okay. We're going to different thrift stores, you and I, Caitlin.
Yeah. Yeah, fair.
But I can tell $150, but also to Caitlin, priceless.
Mm-hmm.
Priceless.
Thank you, Caitlin, for sharing your good vibe this morning.
Thank you.
You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Have you upgraded to iOS 26 on your iPhone?
I did. I actually just did a couple of days ago. The liquid glass. Have you updated yet?
Yeah, I did it because I read about it somewhere. I read that there was an update.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, that's weird. My phone didn't tell me that there was an update. So I went into my phone and where do you do that in settings? You hit
settings,
software update.
Yeah.
And I saw that I had two. One was
I did two. So I had to do both of them.
Do you have to do both of them?
Well, maybe you didn't have to, but I did.
One was like 18 something.
And then the other one was iOS 26.
Right. And it was that was all the way at the bottom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. And Paula said the same thing to me because I asked her the same question. I said, have you updated your phone? And I showed her where the update was. And she's like, How are they skipping from 18 to 26? I don't know.
I don't know.
Said they don't allow me in on those meetings. I don't know why they do that.
But I just do the updates.
I've taken the updates. What are your thoughts so far?
I like it. I haven't really played around with it too much. I love customizing like my icons and my widgets on my home screen. And I haven't really played around with it to do that yet. But from what I've seen, this update allows a lot of really fun customization. So I am excited to play around with it. I just haven't yet. Otherwise, I have no complaints. But some people really do not like the liquid glass.
It's aesthetically different.
It almost reminds me of, like, did you have an iPhone, like, circa, I don't know, like 2013?
I don't remember anymore. I had a BlackBerry, like, 2010, 2011.
Okay, well, back in the day.
Yeah. Like, I don't remember when I got my first iPhone.
It reminds me of what the icons used to look like on, like, I don't know, like, the iPhone. It would have been, like, the iPhone, like, 4.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to describe. I would say that the icons, to me, look a little bigger, and the colors seem different.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't understand what this update is for besides just visually. Visually, my phone seems a little different. And that took like a day to get used to.
There's definitely a lot of like visual differences on this update. Like, it'll take you a second maybe to get used to it. Like, some of the buttons are in different places. Some of the icons now have different art to click on them from like the homepage. Like, you can do different things. Like, I just did this today with my call log. You can change that and like pin people to the top rather than having like a favorites list.
So already you're doing more things with your iPhone than I'm doing. And then really that I care to do. The thing that I use my iPhone for a lot is I use the music app because I have iTunes and so that's where all my music is and my playlist. There's one thing that after you take the update for iOS 26, it will default to this. If you're listening to one of your playlists, it will mix the music for you.
Oh, like it'll overlap the songs a little bit?
Yeah, like you're in some club or something like that, and there's a DJ like mixing tunes. You have to turn that off.
What, you don't like it?
No. No, I don't like it because the first time I had it on, and I had it on shuffle in my car, and I don't know, I was listening to, I can't remember what songs I'm listening to, I'll make it up. So I was listening to Adele, Easy on Me. Go easy on me.
Okay.
And then
you sound just like her.
And then a couple of notes, and then all of a sudden, can't stand it, I know you planned it. And then the Beastie Boys came on, and it's like, wait a minute, that doesn't mix.
Whoa.
That's not a good mix right there. And it's like, it'll happen like in the middle of a song. And it's like, no.
I have my Spotify set to be like that. I have had it like that for at least 5 years.
But it's got to do a good job with it. AI DJs suck. They don't
what
know
do you expect? It's a robot.
They don't know how to mix music. You don't mix the music out of the middle of the song. Let the whole song play, then mix it. Somehow, I don't know.
The AI is still learning, okay? It was literally, like, just born, what, like 2 years ago? It's a toddler.
All right, so iOS 26, you have been warned.
I'm curious if anybody else has discovered, like, just from updating and playing around, if anybody else has discovered something that has come with this update that you either like or dislike, please call us and let us know, because I'm still trying to figure out, like, every time I open up a new app, it's like, see, what's new? And I'm like, God, are they all different?
All right, it's the Q Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Am I the bleephole? Amaya from Avon Lake is joining us right now. I'm just going to make this prediction. I know that, Alyssa, you don't like it when I make predictions like this, but I'm just going to say right now that Amaya is not the bleephole. She can't be the bleephole.
Why do you think that already? We haven't even talked to her.
No, well, sort of we have. I mean, just right before we came on here. I mean, she just sounds so nice.
She does sound like a very sweet girl.
Yeah. How could she possibly be the bleephole? Let's find out. Amaya, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Who could possibly think that you're a bleephole?
Well, my boyfriend could possibly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's usually how this goes.
Is there trouble in paradise?
So my boyfriend, we live together, and it's always been fine up until he got this new job a few months ago. I'm very proud of him, but he used to not start work until 9, but now he has to be at the office by 8. Mm. And this man is not good at waking up. Every morning, he sets like 5 alarms, and they start at 6:30. That's not too bad, but I work from home, so I don't need to be up that early.
Oh.
But that's not even the issue. His alarms, they just go off every 10 minutes, and he just snoozes and snoozes and snoozes. It goes down the line, and
yeah,
like, of course, I wake up every single time.
Yeah, so you're not getting very good sleep.
Not at all. The thing is, I feel like I've been pretty nice about it, and I'll just nudge him or, like, shake him, whatever. But on Monday, I could not anymore. His alarm was blaring. Like, it was so bad. He was not moving. I was wide awake. So I just turned it off. I didn't snooze it.
You turned it off, like, completely?
Like, completely. Like, I removed the snoozes. Like, I had to go into it.
Yeah, because otherwise it'll just keep going off, like, every 9 minutes.
Did that cause a problem for him?
I mean, yeah, big time, actually, because he didn't wake up until his boss called him at like 8:30, I think, and he ended up getting a written warning at work. So now he's like furious with me. And like, I do get it, but like, I've been doing this human alarm clock thing for months, and I'm over it, you know, like, it's been a long time.
Saboteur.
Well, I didn't want to sabotage him, but I also couldn't keep doing that.
Okay, one question that I need to clarify. He's aware that you turned his alarm off. It's not like he was late for work and he's like, oh my God, why didn't my alarm go off? And you're like, oh, I have no idea. He knows that you're the one that turned it off.
No, he knows I did it.
Okay.
I told him because he was confused when his boss called him at 8:30.
Yeah.
Well, good for you for admitting it and not lying. However, I take back everything I said.
Oh, wait, really?
You're a bleeple.
What?
Yeah.
Well, but I didn't want him to get written up. I just couldn't take it anymore.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, it's like, of course you didn't want him to get written up.
Well, what do you think's going to happen when he's late for work?
How else is he supposed to learn?
I don't know. I mean, I would prefer like an elbow to the ribs or something like that, or take in like a bucket of ice cold water. And I would rather have that than be late for the, like, if I'm putting myself into her boyfriend's shoes, if I was late for the show and my wife turned off I'd be so mad at her. So mad. I'm so mad at you, Amaya. I'm mad.
Okay. Well, I get it, but like,
maybe, I mean, like, wouldn't you be more mad at yourself?
No, because. No, because Paula or Amaya would have turned my alarm off, and I'd be so angry.
I just feel like I had hit my breaking point.
When did he start this job?
Just a few months ago. I want to say like 4 or 5 months ago. Enough. He's still in like that time frame where like you're setting a good example.
So yeah.
I want to say like 4 months ago.
Okay, so like a little bit of a probationary period.
But this is something that you needed to work out between the two of you. Don't get him in trouble at work. I say bleep hole. What do you say, Alyssa?
Okay, but I didn't get him in trouble at work on purpose.
He got himself in trouble by sleeping in. I do say a little bit of a baby bleep hole, but with good reason.
216-474-0104. Amaya turned off her boyfriend's alarm on purpose. She was sick of hearing it every single morning. He was late for work. He got written up. Is she a bleep hole? 216-474-0104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Matchbox 20 with the 730 banger this morning. Bent, you've got the Q Morning Show. Am I the bleep hole? Amaya in Avon Lake wondering if she's a bleep hole because for days and days now, she's been listening to her boyfriend's alarm go off, and then he hits snooze, and then it goes off again, and he snoozes again, and it's driving her crazy. So the other morning, she just turned the alarm off.
Just completely.
And he ended up sleeping through the time he was supposed to get up, and he was supposed to be at work, and he got written up at work, and he's mad at her. And Amaya's like, am I the bleep hole for doing what I did? Janae in Mayfield Heights, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Is Amaya the bleep hole for turning off her boyfriend's alarm and getting him in trouble at work?
Absolutely, in my opinion.
Okay, why do you think
so? I'm divorced now, but I was married to someone who used to, for the love of God, they could never wake up to their alarm. So I absolutely understand the irritation. I would have to call him if I wasn't, like, actually home. I'd have to call him, like, 10 times sometimes for him to wake up. So I get the frustration. However, you were physically present. You were able to assist him, and you chose not to. You basically willfully sabotaged him. That's a jerk move. Now, you should have had a conversation with him outside of this situation and said, I can't keep doing this. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But no, what you did here, you're partially responsible for his failure. You could have helped him.
All right. Thank you, Janae. Let's go to Stacy in Akron. Stacy, is Amaya the bleep hole?
Yes, definitely. She should have talked to him even like the night before, you know, just said, hey, you know, I can't keep doing this. I just want you to start, you know, waking yourself up. But if he's not waking up, she has to get him up. I mean, she should have known that he would get in trouble at work. And if he has a hard time getting up anyways, she knows he's going to sleep through it. So, yes, definitely bleep hole.
All right. Thank you, Stacy.
I mean, I always think about it in the sense of, like, they're just dating. Like, they're not married. They're not even engaged.
Oh.
What if he didn't have her as a human alarm clock? He'd be on his own.
That's a good point. Bill is in Menor. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts here?
I think there's a better way she could have handled it as far as like letting him know, but I think he is a much bigger bleep hole in the sense that he goes an hour and a half every morning. That's extremely inconsiderate. I mean, it'd be the equivalent of like when you wake up in the morning, if you have someone else in the house, you're quiet, you don't bang dishes, you don't try to like be a nuisance to them, and yet he's got an hour and a half of alarms going off. That's like the equivalent of playing music for an hour and a half at 6:30 in the morning. To me, that is extremely inconsiderate. And so I think he is a much bigger bleep hole in this scenario, but she still could have done it in a better way.
All right. Thank you, Bill. I think I agree with Bill.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Doreen in Ravenna. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bleep hole or no bleep hole?
No bleep hole.
And why do you think?
Because my daughter is in the same situation.
Is she the human alarm clock?
He has to be to work at 4 o'clock.
In the morning.
And she has to be to work at 8.
Ooh.
And she drives him to work. So if he does not get up with his alarm clock and they run late, he blames her every day.
Oh.
And he's had the same job for years.
And he's still not used to the waking up routine?
Yes. So my thing is, you're a grown adult.
Yeah.
You know what time you have to be up to go to work. You shouldn't have to depend on somebody else to wake you up.
Okay, I agree with that 100%. This guy's got to get it together.
He does.
Get it together. That alarm should go off once. Get out of bed. Put the alarm on the other side of the room. Do whatever you have to do. Be an adult. You have a job. Get up and go to your job. But I still say Amaya is the bleep hole here. And it's really just because of the personal philosophy I have. And I think I have the same thing with my wife. You don't mess around with your paycheck.
That's fair. That is fair. But I do have to wonder, like, if this has been going on, like, I wonder if, like, she has tried to talk to him about it. And, like, because it sounds like she just really hit, like, a wall. And she was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, it was an emotional moment.
Yeah.
It was in the heat of the moment.
She had a reaction.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think she probably should have handled that better.
Maybe she can make it up to him by buying him an alarm clock as a consolation gift.
And put it on the other side of the room.
Yes.
That's always worked for me. You put the alarm on the other side of the room. It forces you to get out of bed to turn it off. You can't just reach your arm over and hit snooze and you're fall back asleep for another 9 minutes. You have to get out of bed. And once you're out of bed, you can't get back in bed.
Oh, yeah. You got to stay out of bed. My key to waking up has been the OG, like the old school alarm clock. Like the ones from the 90s that just go,
yeah.
That's the only thing that works.
They never fail. Okay, coming up this morning, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa is on a 3-game losing streak.
How the tables have turned from last week.
So if you want to take on Alyssa and get some Ice Cube tickets, we're going to ask you to call in about 10 minutes. Hang on. Will Alyssa's losing streak continue? We're at 3. Jacob in Cleveland is going to try to make it 4. Jacob, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Jacob, are you ready?
Yes.
Question 1. Roomba is a popular model of what kind of appliance?
Vacuum.
Question 2. This song is in the public domain, has no copyright, and is usually sung to you once a year.
Happy birthday.
Question 3. What are the name of wireless Bluetooth earbuds made by Apple?
AirPods.
Question 4. The Voice is almost ready for a new season on NBC. One of the judges is a former member of One Direction. His name, please.
I don't know. Don't have a guess.
Final question. In Alice of Wonderland, what suit is the queen?
Hearts.
All right, Jacob, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Yeah, if it wasn't for the voice question, you would have been perfect today, Jacob.
Awesome.
So Alyssa is making her way back into the studio. She is, what is she doing now? I'm doing play-by-play of Alyssa coming back into the studio. Jacob in Cleveland is playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Oh, good morning, Jacob.
Good morning.
He did very well.
Ooh, how well?
4 out of 5.
Okay.
So if you want this losing streak to end.
I do.
Alyssa, you need to get 4 to tie him and all 5 to win the game. Are you ready?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Roomba is a popular model of what kind of appliance?
A vacuum.
This song is in the public domain. It has no copyright and is usually sung to you once a year.
Happy birthday.
Question three. What are the name of wireless Bluetooth earbuds made by Apple?
AirPods.
The Voice is almost ready for a new season on NBC. One of the judges is a former member of One Direction. His name, please.
Is it Niall Horan?
She got the tie. In Alice of Wonderland, what suit is the queen?
Of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts is correct. She went 5 for 5. And she breaks the 3-game losing streak. Oh.
Slowly but surely getting my groove back.
It would have been fun to go a whole month of you losing.
Oh, I don't think that would be very fun. Maybe that would be fun for you. Not so fun for me.
All right, Jacob. Thank you for playing today. We do have tickets for Ice Cube for you.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I listen every morning, so thank you.
Oh, thank you.
So much fun. My name is Jacob, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Okay, so if you are a fan of Taylor Swift or there's someone in your family that's a fan of Taylor Swift, then you already know that her new album, Life of a Showgirl, drops a week from Friday. And we talked about this the other day, that there is going to be a Taylor Swift release party happening all over the country at movie theaters.
She's coming to the big screen again.
One of those theaters is AMC Theaters. And we have tickets to the release party to give away.
Oh, and yes, it is at a movie theater, but it has already been clarified. Dancing is encouraged. So it's going to be a party.
So here's what's going to be when you go into the theater. Like, here's all the stuff that you can expect. Like, some of the stuff that you can expect. You're going to see the first music video from the new album.
Ooh, okay.
The Fate of Ophelia. It's going to have lyric videos from other songs, never before seen reflections from Taylor about those songs, behind the scenes footage of the music video shoot, and so much more.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's all next weekend, right? As soon as the album comes out that day, like starting at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, like movie theaters are going to open up and have this release party.
Yeah, it's going to be a Taylor weekend because it's only Friday to Sunday that the movie is showing.
So we have tickets to give away starting Monday on Q104 in the morning, all day long on Q104. When you're listening and you hear a Taylor Swift song, that's when you go to Q104.com. You enter the code word show. And you'll have a chance to win tickets to the Taylor Swift release party.
So that's starting on Monday. Something to look forward to.
Brought to you by Republic Records. Brought to you by AMC Theaters. Brought to you by Taylor Swift and Q104. Okay, so let's get to, there's breaking news happening right now. Brittany in Vermilion is with us right now. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what's going on. Because I saw a text from you. What's happening right now?
Brad is home.
Brad the cat.
Okay.
The best news.
But Brittany, that's not your cat. You're just involved in the saga. You're not the one missing Brad, right?
No, I am not. But
no, we're all just heavily invested at this point.
Right.
Yeah, if you haven't been following this has been on the show for the past week and a half. How long has Brad the cat been gone?
Yeah, so I just looked. He has been gone, I think, since Sunday the 14th, I think.
It's been a couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah, it's been over a week. But she messaged me, like, about, I don't know, like 30 minutes ago and was like, he's home, he's home, he's home. And she sent me some pictures.
The owner of Brad?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Brad's mom. And she set out a trap. I guess she has been setting out traps for him. It just hasn't been working.
Right. So Brad left the house, but he's kind of like, he's been spotted. He's been kind of like teasing everybody. Just, hey, I'm here.
And then another orange cat in the mix that they thought was Brad, but it wasn't Brad. But they did officially get Brad.
Well, do we know how, though?
In the trap.
Oh, in the trap.
The trap
worked.
Got him last night. So he is home, and the pictures that she sent me, he just looks like the sleepiest little boy. Like he's just had a big week.
What did they use in the trap? Do we know? Like, what did they put in the trap that that enticed Brad to enter the trap?
I'm not sure, but usually you leave like wet food or maybe a treat, like a wet treat or just like a trail of treats.
Like a litter box.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be helpful to know for anybody that misses a cat. Like if you're like, hey, what do I put in that trap? I think that would be helpful to know, right?
I mean, that's definitely anything like food, like especially if they're a wet food cat. I think that's the one to go for. That's the one that really gets the cats going. So
do you think there's going to be any kind of like punishment for Brad?
I don't know if Brad's going to be grounded or not, but I think if I had to guess right now, I think that Brad is probably soaking up all the snuggles.
I might keep him in that trap for a while. Be like,
you're in timeout.
Yeah. I'm just going to set you over here. You think about what you did.
All right. Oh, man. No, I'm sure she has to be so happy that he is back safe and sound at home.
Brittany, thank you for letting us know about this.
Yes.
Yes.
It's always good to have closure. We don't always have closure on the show, so it's nice to have it this morning.
Right, and good news.
And we love a happy ending.
Yes.
Thank you. It's Q1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Go for it. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for connecting with us this morning. I have one of those, what would you do in this situation?
Okay.
If you were a parent.
Now, who is this happening with? Your youngest, Drew, or your oldest, Will?
This is my youngest, Drew. He's okay. In the fifth grade. So I need to explain the timeline on this. So Drew had a paper due on Monday. So he had the weekend to work on it, and he had to turn it in on Monday. And Monday night, we find out that he didn't do it. He didn't.
Oh, he didn't do it. He didn't turn it in.
Right. The paper is written, but it wasn't printed out. Now, let me go back here because I need to explain. If you're anything like me, you don't have a working printer at your house.
Does anybody?
I don't believe anybody has
I don't think anybody does.
A working printer at their house. We have a printer. All of our laptops and everything else are hooked up to it.
It just doesn't work.
We hit set, we hit print and nothing ever happens. I've tried multiple ways to try to get this printer to work. I can't make it work. So it just sits there in the office.
And it's like the most expensive paperweight of all time.
So if we need something printed, I will print it off at work, which is very rare. And I've just admitted that I'm now stealing from work. I'm stealing paper from work.
I think you're fine. Rebel without a cause.
Or I'll go to the library. And I'll just go. It's simple. You just go into the public computers. You sit down. You print out what you need. You're fine. Okay. So I've done that whenever I've needed something printing. Now let's go back to Drew. His paper was due on Monday. So every day when our kids get home from work, one of the first questions that we ask them, do you have any homework? On Friday, the answer that we asked that question to Drew, the answer was no. I don't have any homework. It's all done.
Did he just forget about it?
No, technically it was done. He had the paper written, the paragraph written.
Uh-huh.
But he just hadn't printed it out.
So that's the only reason that he didn't turn it in.
Yeah, pretty much. So that was Friday.
Okay.
And he went off to go play Xbox or whatever he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he did mention it to me on Saturday. Saturday morning, I had to be somewhere and I was rushing out the door. And that's when he mentioned it to me. He's like, I need something printed out. I'm like, okay, well, I'm leaving now. I can't help you now. I can help you later. And then I completely forgot about it. And he never brought it up again. The rest of the day Saturday, and he never brought it up on Sunday. He went to school on Monday and didn't have the paper to turn in.
So you only heard about it one time in passing on Saturday.
Right. Monday, he comes home from school. We ask him, do you have any homework? He said no. Monday night, he tells us, I need this paper printed. And after we get through all the questioning, we find out that it was due earlier that day. And by this time, it's like 9 o'clock on Monday night.
Oh, so you still can't even get it printed.
We can't go to the library. And I'm not, you know, driving to work at 9 o'clock just to print something off.
Right.
And so I already have done what I've done. Let me ask you if you think that I did the right thing. Because Paul is like, you're not going to drive to work just to print off this paper for him. Because I was planning on it. I was like,
you were planning to come here.
What I told Paul, I said, I'll get up early on Tuesday morning. I'll drive in. I'll print it off. I'll come home, leave it on the table. Then I'll go back to work. She's like, no, you're not doing that. And so the compromise was, the idea that I had was, okay, what time's this ELA class? Because that's what the class is called.
Uh-huh.
It's at noon. I said, okay, I will print it off. I will drive it to the school and leave it for him then so he can turn it in when the class starts.
Feels more reasonable.
Paul is like, no, let him fail. He messed up. He was the one that needed to tell us about this paper that needed to be printed. And that's it. Let him take the zero. And I'm like, we can't. I said, we're bad parents because we don't have a working printer in this house. And she's like, well, he didn't tell us that he needed it printed off. And I said, yeah, he did on Saturday. And she's like, he should have followed up with us about printing it off. He needs to learn this lesson. So the question is, I'll tell you what I eventually did.
Yeah. What happened?
I'm wondering what you would have done. That's what I'm asking. 216-474-0104. Would you have helped your kid out in getting their assignment turned in, or would you have let them fail? And then I'll tell you what I did, and you can see if you could agree with me or not.
Okay, yeah. I have thoughts. Let me gather them.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104. So real quick, my son Drew, who's in fifth grade, had an assignment due. It was a paper that needed to be printed out and turned in. He forgot about it. He didn't turn it in the day that it was due.
It was done. It just wasn't printed off
it
to
wasn't
turn in.
Printed off. We don't have a working printer at home. He told me about it once on Saturday that something needed to be printed out. Never brought it up again to either Paula or myself until Monday night. The day, like hours after the paper was due, and then again puts us in a bad situation because we have no way to print anything off Monday night.
Yeah, you still can't do anything about it.
So the question is, would you have let your kid fail, like take the zero and not turn anything in, or would you go the extra mile to help them out? Now, Alyssa doesn't have any kids, so it's kind of like hypothetical for her. Allison in Cleveland is listening to us. Allison, you don't have kids either, right?
No.
But what would you have done in this situation?
I would have taken the kid in early to school and gone up to the secretary or something and be like, hey, can you print this for my kid? I tried everything, because there's got to be some kind of printer in that entire school.
See, I thought of that too.
Oh, wait, yeah.
I'm sure that there is. But I thought of that too, but I was thinking the school doesn't want to put up with me. If they can't let one kid print something off, because then all of a sudden you're letting all the kids come and print
Isn't
stuff off.
Is that what the printers are for?
No, I think the printers are for administrative.
I don't think that the
behind the scenes work.
If there's printers in like the computer lab or like a library, like there has to be a computer lab, I assume.
Honestly, I didn't think we were even using printers anymore. I thought they all had like Google's.
Right. Like I didn't even know that we were still printing papers, if I'm being honest with you.
All right. Serena in Willowick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you have let your child fail in this situation?
No, I would have printed it for him or found a way to email it to the teacher. I wouldn't have let him fail. My kid is in sixth grade. Kids make mistakes. You can't let them fail just trying to teach them a lesson.
Yeah, that's the part that was really sticking with me. It was like I felt guilty because we don't have a printer. Like I have failed as a parent to give my kid the proper tools that he needs to be academically successful.
I think
you, sir, should be ashamed to call yourself a father.
No, I know. Yeah,
she comes in at the craziest times. I don't even know where she comes from.
Yeah, I felt terrible.
I mean, I wouldn't say that you're a failure as a parent for not having a working printer. That feels dramatic. I'm just throwing that out there.
It's what I feel. I'm sorry. Linda in Canton, would you have let your child fail and take a zero?
Yep. I definitely would. You would take the L. I would use it as a teaching lesson. You got to teach them responsibility. And, you know, it's not about, you know, being mad or anything like that. It's, you know, helping them, hey, you know what? This time it didn't work out. This shows us what we need to do the next time so that you can be better prepared. If not, you're enabling them to, you know, keep failing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm a therapist. I work with kids all the time. And holding those boundaries is difficult for parents. So, and, you know, you got to teach them.
So what do you do, Linda, when your kid pushes back? Because that's what Drew is giving me. Like, he's going to be a lawyer someday. Like, he was like, we don't have a printer in the house. What did you want me to do?
Oh, he's making his point.
Yeah. And then, I mean, he had the counter argument for everything. We were like, well, you should have followed up. And he's like, he even said that. I'm just a kid.
That's classic.
Okay. So if he's just a kid, then he would have reminded you of something he wanted to do. He would have followed up with that.
Probably.
That is true.
Exactly. So it's about teaching responsibility.
All right. So Linda, here's what I did do. So I went with the second plan. I printed it off here at work and I drove to a school and I dropped it off at his school before noon. And so he had it to turn in at noon.
Mm-hmm. So, and is he going to appreciate that and not do it ever again?
Well, how about if I follow up and say, this will never happen again? I mean, is that a good start if I do that?
Only if you hold to it.
Well, yeah, a veiled threat, it's not going to mean nothing,
yep.
But you got to stick to your guns. Bill's a pushover. I knew that was going to, before you even said it, I was like, I know that he printed it out here and drove it. I don't know if he drove it at night or if he did it before noon the next day, but.
I knew too, and that's why I called in.
You're a good dad.
100% agreed. I am a pushover. In fact, I would like to, I have that written down. Like, who's the biggest pushover at your house? Because it is me.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, I am the biggest pushover parent.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. No questions.
Good morning. The Q Morning Show. All right. Who's in the hot seat now? It's Minda in Fairport Harbor. Minda, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for playing. So it's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If you are somehow deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your questions, Minda?
Yes, I am.
Question one, what is the name of a three-legged device used to support a camera?
A tripod.
Question two, it's the name of Pink's daughter, also the name of a Taylor Swift song.
Rebel, I don't know.
Question three, in 2004, this band released an album called American Idiot.
Green Day.
Question four, in what state would you find Cape Canaveral?
Massachusetts.
Final question. In 2004, a Chinese-American named William Hung was one of the most famous contestants on American Idol, despite never making it out of the audition stage. What song did William Hung perform during his auditions?
I have no idea.
Oh, no.
That was terrible.
I was really hoping that you would know that. All right. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Let me count you up here, Minda. One, I got you down for 2 out of 5 today.
Okay.
So we'll see how Alyssa does in comparison to you because she is back in the studio, putting her headphones back on. Meet Minda in Fairport Harbor.
Good morning, Minda.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
She went 2 for 5.
Okay.
So Alyssa, you need 2 to tie the game and 3 to win. Any more than that, you will win. Question one, what is the name of a three-legged device used to support a camera?
A tripod.
It's the name of Pink's daughter, also the name of a Taylor Swift song.
Huh. I don't know.
Willow.
Oh, that's a good name. It's a good name.
Question three, in 2004... this band released an album called American Idiot.
Green Day.
That is correct. Question four. In what state would you find Cape Canaveral?
That's in Florida.
That is in Florida.
Oh.
It seems like whenever someone doesn't know the state, they always say Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
I feel like you do that, too.
I do.
You're just like, Massachusetts.
I don't know what goes on up there. In all the small New England states, they all mash together. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
All right, final question. In 2004, a Chinese-American named William Hung was one of the most famous contestants on American Idol, despite never making it out of the audition stage. What song did William Hung perform during the auditions?
Sidebar. I got a cameo. I bought a cameo from William Hung in 2020. She bang, she bang. Oh, baby, when she move, oh she move. I go crazy when she looks like a fly, but she sings like a bee. Like every girl in his story. Wow, I didn't realize I remembered the whole thing.
That's so funny. Minion.
I completely forgot about that.
I was going to say, did you have any recollection of that at all?
Did it at least ring a bell?
Yeah, now it does.
Okay.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge final score. Alyssa had, I believe, 4, and Minda only had 2. So thank you for trying, Minda.
Oh, that's okay.
We hope to have you back one day. We would like to give you these Ice Cube tickets, though.
Really? I still get them?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Thank you. My name is Minda, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you. So a couple of weeks ago, Alyssa, just making chit-chat here in the studio, she asked me about this song by Rihanna. She's like,
oh, yeah.
Have you heard this song by Rihanna? It's really old, but I'm hearing it everywhere now. And you played me the song.
I did. I've been listening to it on my way into work for the past like 2 weeks.
It's called Breaking Dishes. Here's a clip of that song. And I told Alyssa after she played it, I said, I've never heard that Rihanna song before ever in my life. And she's like, how could that be possible? And I said, I've been working in radio for a long time. I feel like I've played a lot of Rihanna songs. I can name a bunch of them off my head. I said, I've never heard that Breaking Dishes song. And so I didn't really understand what was happening. And then this just happened to me this past weekend. I was at a girls' high school soccer game.
Uh-huh.
And during the warm-up, they have like a little mix that the team puts together, music that they can listen to.
Right, like to hype them
to
up.
To warm up. And again, I'm listening to this song. I'm like, that's the song that Alyssa was talking about, the Rihanna song.
I told you. And we've waited so long for new Rihanna music and gotten nothing that now people are just digging through her catalog. That's off of like the album with Disturbia, I believe. Like that was like 2007.
It is 2007, her Good Girl Gone Bad album. So 18 years ago. And now that song by Rihanna has broken into the Billboard Hot 100 for the first time. So it is for the first time.
Okay, so it really was not like a radio hit back then.
No.
You know what I think happened? Correct me if I'm wrong. I think that's the same album that Umbrella was on, and Umbrella was huge. So that might have just overshadowed the rest of the songs on there.
It still does not explain to me how this song has been rediscovered.
TikTok.
Why though?
Because somebody started a trend with it. So people were doing the trend on TikTok.
What's the trend?
It's just like a transition trend. Like it's pretty much it's a girl looking either like a girl looking really pretty to going to looking like she's about to fight, or it's like a girl like just waking up and then it transitions into her like looking really hot.
Okay, so somebody made whatever that the TikTok with that, they use that song and now everybody's doing it.
Yes.
And that's why.
Okay. Yes. Even at camp though, like even at camp, the kids wanted to listen to that song back in July. So maybe the youngins have been on it for even longer than I have, but it's a good song. I have been jamming to it every single day for weeks.
It is a good song. And you bring up a good point. If Rihanna's not going to drop new music, let's just go into her catalog and find other songs. It is interesting to me. And TikTok is, you know, the way that kids discover new music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for instance, like that George Michael Careless Whisper song, the Wham song from years ago, you know, that was like a TikTok trend.
Yeah.
Like Will knows the words to mm-hmm. that song from the early 80s.
Oh, yeah.
It's new to them.
It's kind of fun to watch. Like, it is fun to watch, like, kids discover older music.
Yeah. I don't know. We have the meeting with the boss today. We could bring it up. Maybe he'll add this song to the playlist.
I am fully on board. This is, like, my pump-up song right now. We even got a text about it, like, 2 weeks ago to make this a 7:30 banger. And I was like, yes. And Bill was still confused. So I'm glad that you understand now that, yes, Breakin' Dishes is a song that everyone's listening to at the moment.
It's Q104.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.